And this is Tom Dovka, and this, today, we're going to be rolling out the best Bob Green voices, okay? So we're going to play the Bob Green characters and impressions that a lot of people did under the hashtag Phil Hendry Challenge right here on the Tom Dovka Show. Now, the other thing you need to have is you should have a slogan. Hendry didn't have a slogan. He said world famous Phil Hendry. What is that? That's insane. It doesn't say nothing. People want music, and they want to feel like they're dancing through life, you know? And they want to feel like it's all very dynamic. So, I'm Tom Dovka, and I thought about it. I'm Tom Dovka, let me have it. I'm Tom Dovka, let's do it. And I'm Tom Dovka, I gotta have some. You know, something like that. I don't know what it is, but I would start off with a slogan like that. Hey, it's the Tom Dovka Show, and I gotta get some of that. Yeah, here it is right here. Tom Dovka, let's get it. Let's go get it. Let's get some. Yeah. Yeah, Tom Dovka. Here's a guy who sounds like David Bowie. David Bowie passed on. I don't know if you know or not, but they could get this guy and have him go around with a wig on.
Oh, Winter Palace from the Arabian Nights.
Tom Dovka, I've got to have it. I had a bunch of recorded slugs made up. So you do that, see? All right, and now you come out. Hey, Tom Dovka, I got a God, do I need it. I got to have some. And welcome back here, Tom Dovka. Okay, it's time now for the big Phil Hendry Challenge. And we're over here on the Instagram page, the Phil Hendry Challenge, where these guys are going to sound like, I guess it's supposed to sound like Bob Green, right? Okay, is that it? Okay. So they're going to listen to them, and then I will judge, you know. I know you're expecting Phil, but we told him to stay home. I hope Hendry's listening to this and he doesn't get an ego case and he's crying or he's out getting drunk or something. Here is the first of the group of guys, and here he is. Let's listen to this one. This is a Bob Green impression, right?
Brian Hamill, Phil Hendry Challenge.
Brian Hamill.
Bob Green. I'm Bob Green, and I've got a 15 grand hair system.
Let's hear it again.
Beat it.
Yeah, let's hear it
Brian
again.
Brian Hamill. Phil Hendry Challenge.
Gotta hit more than once.
Bob Green. I'm Bob Green, and I've got a 15 grand hair system. Beat it!
All right, he goes by the name of Dishik, you know? So I don't know, he's trying to say Dick. Well, I better not say it, but so that's Bob Hamill, or Brian Hamill. Here's this guy, Dwayne Spell, is that it? And here is, and remember, see, just do one, then you play another song. All right, there he is. That's Brian Hamill, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song there. It's a beautiful impression there of the guy. What's his name again? Yeah, Bob Green. All right, let's get back to the music here. On this is the Tom Dovka Show, and all right. I got to get some. See, I throw in some classics, like this is a classic here.
Hey, little girl.
Yeah.
Comb your hair,
see?
Fix your makeup.
Yeah, see, and then
will open the door.
I'm Tom Dovka. I need it.
Yeah. Think because there's a ring on your finger.
All right.
You need to cry anymore.
You can even sing along, see, but you gotta make it dynamic, you know?
Wives
should always dress in tight skirts, too. Let me see some of that. Tom Dovka, let's get it. Let's get it done. I haven't settled on what I want it to be, but I know it's something like that. And I think I would advise Phil, look, you got to get a slogan, Phil. I'm Phil Hendry. Now, he does goofy voices. Is that what he do? He does goofy voice. I'm Phil Hendry, and I have a million people in my head. What about that? Phil Hendry, Phil Hendry, the man of 1,000 voices. Nobody's ever told him that, have they? Or they have about 1,000 times? How about Phil Hendry? I'm a mental case. That I like. Let's go on here to Dwayne Spell now. This is the next one, the Bob Green Dwayne Spell here on the Tom Dovka Show.
I'm Bob Green. Phil called me late last night.
What is this
quarter
guy?
10.
What's he doing? He's just
see if I'd be okay with all of you making fun of me.
Is he? He's doing the voice now. Okay.
Having right. A little laugh at my expense, but if you're doing a show, geez. I said, sure. What do I care? I've got my own company. I've got a $15,000 hair system. And as far as I'm concerned, you can all beat it.
All right, let's hear it again.
Day 7 of the Phil Hendry
See, that's
challenge.
That's the touch I'd add. I do it two times.
I'm Bob Green.
Yeah.
Phil called me late last night, about 9:45. See if I'd be okay with all of you making fun of me or having a little laugh at my expense, but if you're doing a show, geez. I said, sure. Aye. What do I care? I've got my own company. I've got a $15,000 hair system. And as far as I'm concerned, you can all beat it.
There you go. See? And then as soon as he says, you can all beat it. Hey, yeah. I'm Tom Dovka. God, I got to get that.
Hey, little girl.
And that's what you do. But what you got to start off with, Phil, if you're listening, you got to start off with a slogan of some kind that makes people care that you even exist. Because why? Nobody cares. Nobody knows you even exist. Okay? I mean, they do, but they don't. You know, like that Pete Bone. You know, I consult on Pete Bone. I'm the guy that's. How do you think Pete Bone come up with Do Don't? Me, Tom. I'm lying. That's why my lips are sticking together. I didn't come up with it. Pete did, but I said, okay, you know. But now that I see it's a success, I want to use it for Phil Henry, too. All right, next guy here. This is Steve. He's with the vinyl company. As it comes to turn out that this is records and tapes. There wasn't a vinyl. The guy's not putting in, like, you know, a vinyl countertop or something like that. Here is Steve. Let's listen to Steve right now.
Hi, Phil. It's Steve at Crosstown Vinyl Records and Tapes.
There you go.
I'm Bob Green, strolling into town with my assless chaps and my hair system's worth 15 grand. Beat it. When you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
There you go. Crosstown Vinyl Records and Tapes.
Hi, Phil. It's Steve at Crosstown Vinyl Records and Tapes.
See, and we play it again. Just
I'm Bob Green, strolling into town with my assless chaps and my hair system's worth 15 grand.
Right.
Beat it. When you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
Yeah.
See? Hi, Phil. It's Steve at Crosstown Vinyl Records and Tapes.
Yeah, right? Boom, yeah. Okay, I gotta get it. Tom Dovka Show. That was Steve. And here's...
I was cruising in my state.
Yeah, see? Here's Jan and Steve. So, all right, so that's kind of how you do that. Now, move on to the next tape. We got a lot of these tapes we got to get through here. Yeah, turn off Dan and Steve or Steve and Dean. What's it called? It's James and Dean. Jimmy Dean. Oh, it's Dan and Dean. Yeah, I remember them. Here is another one. Now this is Down by the River is the name of this guy. Your Van Down by the River. Here he is. The Van Down by the River here on the Tom Dovka Show.
Hey Phil, this is Van Down by the River, and I'm Bob Green, striding into town, wearing assless chaps and a 15 grand hair system. So beat it.
I see that guy. He got to get a battery
Phil,
in it.
This is Van Down by the River.
And this guy's he's British. See,
I'm
do you
Bob
hear
Green,
it? You can hear it.
Striding into town.
So what I would do?
Wearing assless
right.
chaps.
So you're
a
playing that.
15 grand hair system. So beat it.
Yeah. Then I thank you. Yeah. All right. I'm Bob Green, right? All right. Welcome back, Tom Dovka. There's another. That guy's from England. He lives in a van near the river now. Here's the impressions. People get ready. I gotta get some. You always want to lock out with that, see? Oh, wait a minute. This is too black. Too black. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I love black. No. Don't get it wrong. But you gotta get white. Not get white, but you gotta be. Return it to being white. I mean, it needs to stay. You gotta. You know what I'm talking about, okay? All right. Let's check it out. Okay. So now we come to another tape, and we have here. We just heard Van Down by the River. That's a guy, you know, from England. Now here's another guy here. His name is Joshua. Here's Joshua.
My name's Bob Green of Fraser Foods. I have a $15,000 hair system and assless chaps. Beat that.
All right.
I want that fucking mug, Hendry.
Okay, see right there, he said the F.
My name's Bob Green of Fraser Foods. I have a $15,000 hair system.
I can't use that. I can't use it.
And assless chaps.
Yeah.
Beat that. I want that fucking mug, Hendry.
Yeah. And then you lock out, and I want that effing mug, Hendry. And then comes, Tom Dovka Show. All right, we'll see if we get that guy to mug. I'm Tom Dovka. Let's get it. I got it. Let's go get it. That's what I, what was I trying to say? See, and you have some very soft music here. This appeals to your grandmother and, you know, it's the holiday season, so there's going to be a lot of old ladies hanging around. Shouldn't say old ladies hanging around, but there's going to be a lot of old women in your living room.
You can.
Yeah, you know, and these old ladies are falling over.
Each time right. You
I'm Tom Dovka. Let's go get. What was the original slug that I was going to use? Does anybody know? I'm Tom Dovka. Let's do it. That's it. Let's do it. Yeah. Now, in the Christmas time, you know you're going to have a lot of old ladies hanging around. I'm Tom Dawka. Let's do it. And Merry and Happy Christmas to all the old ladies hanging around the tree. All right, so that gives you an idea what you want to do. Now you just move on to another tape, okay? Keep the tapes coming, all right? Here comes Dan Jackson here.
Phil Hutter Challenge, Day 7, Bob Green. I'm Bob Green, and my hair system is worth 15 grand. Beat it. And by beat it, I mean get out of my store because I see the way you're salaciously looking at my cucumbers.
Yeah, all right. I see. Now, you heard a little overlap there, but is it? See? All right, Tom Dawka. And you have some honky-tonk piano. So let's go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And you got to keep it moving. You can't stop. God, you got to keep moving. All right, let's go to the next one here. So that was Dan Jackson, and that's all for Instagram, okay? So now you can move on to the next one. And that is, I think, is it Twitter? It's Facebook.
I just had to fire one of my cashiers.
Sean O'Shea.
Her name was, I think, Clara or some kind of damn thing. I don't know. Anyway, I was going to ask her out on a date like I do. She's probably about 27, 28. And she says, well, I don't think I should date my boss. But
is this what I'm supposed to? This is a guy.
Okay. What bothers me is your hair. And I said, well, what's wrong with my hair? And she said, well, is it also a helmet? And I said, you know what? They're blondie. You know, why don't you hit the bricks? And when you see this face, you remember something. I'm Bob Green, and I have a $15,000 hair system. Beat it.
All right, so that guy there is whatever he is, and that was Bob Green. Okay, so I'm confused. Why don't you get, hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta go.
I've been listening to you doing the Tom Dawka show. You know.
Well, what do you think? Well, yeah, I know what you think.
Well, it's rotten. You know.
Oh no! You gotta have a slogan.
No, yeah, I hear. I gotta get it done, or whatever it is.
You need to come in here because I.
You're carving it an ass is what you're doing. You're carving it an ass is what you're doing, man. You got.
I'm gonna get. I.
Yeah, go ahead. See you later, Tom.
Yeah. So there's Tom Dawka, radio consultant, showing us how it's done. And we are going to wait for Phil to get here, but while we do that, let's get over now. We just heard from Sean O'Z, and here now is Mike Meredith from Bermuda. I'm General Galen Shaw. I don't even know why I'm here. I should be at home in bed. Here is Mike Meredith from Bermuda.
I'm Bob Green. I have a $15,000 hair system. Beat it. My own hair. It's not a toupee. It's not a wig. Why won't you go out with me?
Oh, I see. Yeah, there is. You can't see Mike, but he's got what looks like a dead skunk on his head. It's very good. Very good indeed. All right, let's move over now. Crosstown Vinyl, as you just heard Tom attempt to... I got a couple more notes I want to make. No, you're not making any more notes, Tom. Get out of here. Show him to the car. There you go. Hey, don't put your hands on. All right, thanks a lot, Tom, for that insightful bunch of dog dung. Now, here is Steve from Crosstown Vinyl here on... our Bob Green Impression Session.
Hi, Phil. It's Steve at Crosstown Vinyl Records and Tapes. I'm Bob Green, strolling into town with my assless chaps and my hair system's worth 15 grand. Beat it. When you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
There you go. There is Steve from Crosstown Vinyl. Here comes Phil now. Thanks very much, General. Yeah. So you got called? Yeah, I got called. And, Margaret Coney? No, I don't know. But hi, folks. It's Phil Henry here. I was told to stay home and listen to Tom Dawka.
You're not allowed in here anymore.
Tom, we already heard from you. No, but I got more pointers. You walked off of the show, man. I got some pointers. I got to go. I got to get something to eat, okay? My blood sugar. Your blood sugar. Thanks a lot, Tom. But remember, you need a slogan. Like, I got to get it done. Okay, hey, I'm Phil Henry. I got to get it done. That's the one I use. Fuck this. Thanks for the F word, too. All right, so thanks. That was Steve from Crosstown Vinyl. And now I think that's about it, man. I don't know. I mean, we're looking down. Dolores Blasnick, it would be Steve Bozell. All right, so it looks like that's all there is on Facebook. So the majority of them are over on Twitter. And welcome back, folks. Phil Henry here with our Bob Green Challenge. So that was... from Facebook. Now let's go over to our friends on Twitter, because I don't know. I got messages all day long from a couple of people saying, hey, you didn't see mine. Mine was posted. The cutoff is at 8 o'clock, but We're trying to find them all. I've got Phil Henry Challenge hashtag. That's what I'm working with. Here is Joey now. Joey from Tucson and his Bob Green, I think it's Bob Green impression.
Hey there, everybody. This is Bob Green, the owner of Fraser Foods, and I have a $15,000 hair system, so you can beat it. All right, now I got to go show some ladies where the corn is, so if you'll excuse me.
I already had a corn cob there.
Yeah, let the record show there's a corn cob.
You know, it's very funny. And, well, you know, it was funny, but Dovka comes in here. I got to, hold on. Is my briefcase?
Yeah, get out of here.
Don't put you, don't, I don't want that retard getting his hands on me. Call him a retard, man. And your briefcase isn't in here. Your briefcase ain't in here, man. All right, so there's Joey in Tucson. Next up, here's Brian Martin.
My hair system is worth 15 grand. Beat it.
There it is, man. Brian Martin here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now we go over to, now we heard Sean O'Z over on.
Yeah, Sean O'Z was on, I think, Instagram.
Okay. Here is Sup. This is the cat from the other day, man. He was doing, I think he was doing a Steve Bozell.
Hi, Phil. This is Bob Green. And I have a $15,000 hair system. It's like a big orgy between hair and scalp. Beat it.
There it is.
Yeah, his name is BMAF.
For real. Okay. Here's Nick Pedro now with an important announcement from Fraser Foods.
Good evening. I'm Bob Green, and my hair system is worth 15 grand. I just felt the need to let everyone know that because I'm getting the stink eye when I wear this thing around the store. And it's honestly, it's usually from people who are taking the time holding up the register line to cut out a 20 cent off a can of cream corn coupon or something like that, and giving me the dirty glances and the snickering. You're jealous. You don't have 15 grand sitting on your head. I just want to say, hey, fuckface, you know, pay and beat it. Or God help me, I'll knock your dick loose.
Well, there he is. There's Nick Pedro, and he had his dog there. Now, Nick was the guy yesterday with the dog, right?
Yes.
And the dog had a wig on. And now I'm sorry that I didn't ask people to make these visual, you know. But
well, which is it? You want the audio.
Yeah, you primarily want the audio. But that was very, very good, Nick. Very good. All right. And that brings us to Peter Miller. All right. This is a Bob Green. Peter Miller from Springfield, Michigan, I believe, here on The Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. Bob Green here, Fraser Foods. You kind of cut me at a bad time. I'm in the ladies' room cleaning up graffiti. Wait, there's somebody in the stall over here.
Hey, get out of here with that toupee.
I'll have you know, this is a $15,000 hair system. Beat it. Oh, wait, this isn't the ladies' room. Stop beating it. Stop beating it.
That's a very, he locked it out with a solid joke, a good quality joke. Yes, well, however quality. No, it, you know, he locks it out with a good solid laugh. I like that. All right, so that's Peter Miller. And here is Aaron now. Aaron's the guy who does the Animoji heads, which are very inventive. Here is Aaron and his version with this cowboy hat-looking dude. Jesus, this character just changed all of a sudden. What happened?
I don't know. It might be you, Phil. You must be seeing things.
Yeah, sure, that's what it is. Well, let's see what his Bob Green sounds like.
Hey, Phil. This is Bob Green. And, as you may know, my hair system is worth 15 grand, so beat it. In general, you want to help me on my show? I don't want to hear a word about my hair system. I'm Bob Green. Bob Green Today. Fraser Foods. Beat it.
All right. Now, what is that in the background?
Sounds like it's a cash register or something.
Anyway, that Aaron, that was great. That was Aaron whistling, okay?
Yeah, it's giving points for that. You know, this is weird.
What?
It's just you and me.
Well, Dovka wanted to, well, Bud's out there. What are you doing, Bud?
I gotta keep Tom Dovka out of here.
Tom Dovka?
Tom Dovka. You know what he's talking about.
All right, so that is the end of the road, the end of the line. That's all she wrote, baby, for today's Bob Green impressions here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I gotta be honest with you. If I'm going strictly the best one,
I think it's Dan Jackson again.
Do we dare give Dan Jackson a,
well, you know, Bruce Vaught felt that he was in the running.
I know. And that was my fault, Bruce.
Let me just tell people, Bruce Vaught is one of our listeners from Arizona, and he felt very strongly that, you know, his, whatever the hell it was, Jim Sandler.
Yeah.
was a winner, and we didn't even get to it, and I think he got his feelings hurt. Well, and you said he was already a winner.
Yeah.
Well, he had won once before. So now you want to give another one to Dan Jackson. Well, it was really good. It was good, but for Grodd's sake.
For Grodd's sake?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No, it was good, but there's got to be some others that are of equal value, don't you think?
I think there's a lot of good ones. There were a lot of good Bob Greens. Joey's was good. Yeah, this cat. Let me hear Sup one more time, man, just to see what's Sup. Okay. Here's Sup, dude.
Hi, Phil. This is Bob Green, and I have a $15,000 hair system. It's like a big orgy between hair and scalp. Beat it!
I like that. What do you like about that? I like the orgy between hair and scalp.
So you like the ad lib?
Yeah.
What about the quality of the voice?
The voice is good. See, a lot of guys think that they just have to get high.
Well, that's the thing. So now, when I heard, here's Joey. Let's listen to Joey from, is this Joey doing Bob Green or is it somebody else?
So you can beat it.
Oh, this is Joey doing Bob Green. Let's listen to Joey one more time.
Hey there, everybody. This is Bob Green, the owner of Fraser Foods, and I have a $15,000 hair system, so you can beat it.
That was very good. It was very good, but it was not as good as Dan Jackson.
I get it, man. All right, Phil, listen, if you don't want people with talent, Brian Martin, let me hear Brian one more time.
Hi, Bob Green. My hair system is worth $15,000. Beat it.
I would have to say that unless we want to give it to a different person, you know.
Well, it's up to you. Do you want to award it twice to somebody or you spread the wealth?
Brian Hamill, Phil Hendry Challenge, Bob Green. I'm Bob Green, and I've got a $15,000 hair system. Beat it!
Okay. And nobody knew what you meant by beat it. Here is... Let's watch Steve from Crosstown Vinyl one more time.
Hi, Phil. It's Steve at Crosstown Vinyl Records and Tapes. I'm Bob Green, strolling into town with my assless chaps, and my hair system's worth $15,000. Beat it.
All right. And then Dan Jackson.
Now, look, Dan Jackson's a professional.
He's not a professional voice talent. He's an animator. He's not a professional voice talent.
Phil Hendry Challenge, Day 7, Bob Green. I'm Bob Green, and my hair system is worth $15,000. Beat it. And by beat it, I mean get out of my store because I see the way you're salaciously looking at my cucumbers.
So?
You may be right. I think Dan Jackson just won his second... I think he's just won his second Phil Hendry Challenge.
Beat it. And by beat it...
How about the guy that threatened you? How about that Joshua guy?
What do you mean, threaten me? He said he wanted that mug.
I want that fucking mug, Hendry.
The guy, it's a falsetto.
Yeah, so what?
Let me see. Hey, Josh, you do a great job there, man. Just, you can't use the falsetto.
Don't give people training. Either you're doing it. Yep, remember what Davka said. Let's get it done. I gotta get it done.
Yeah.
You know who you should give it to?
Who?
Joey in Tucson, because he's in there pitching. He's a longtime BSP.
A lot of guys are.
Well, but, you know... He's even longer.
Hey there, everybody. This is Bob Green, the owner of Fraser Foods, and I have a $15,000 hair system, so you can beat it. All right, now I got to go show some ladies where the corn is, so if you'll excuse me.
You can't see, but he's got a corn cob.
There, see, that gets points.
It gets points if you've got the video. All right, so I think what we'll do is the following. We'll go ahead and give it to Joey as well. Hey.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew he'd do that. So, Dan Jackson, and it's a tie. Dan Jackson and Joey in Tucson, the Bob Green Challenge winners. Yeah. Remember, I'm Tom Dafka. I gotta get some. Yeah. Nice job, Phil.
You're acting like I effed something up.
No, you didn't. You did a good job. Who's gonna be able to come in behind Dafka and do anything other than turn a fan on? Yes, Dan Jackson and Joey in Tucson, dual winners here on the Phil Hendry Challenge. You sent out the other mug?
Hold on for a minute. What did you say?
Did you send out the other mug?
I don't send the mugs out, man. The cats at Cafe Press do.
Oh, did they?
They sent out the first three or four. Yeah. Well, what kind of... Hey, General.
All right.
General's going to ask me, what kind of shipping and handling did we do? I can tell you, it wasn't cheap, man. You know, it wasn't cheap. All right. So there it is, folks. Today's Phil Henry Challenge. Now, that was... Is this day eight? What day is this? It's day seven, I think. Okay, day seven. So tomorrow...
Tomorrow, you're not doing one.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? Because we announce it in the morning, don't we? And then we do it at night. Only we have the chat. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, all right. So this is Eric. What am I talking about? This is seven. So our day eight challenge will happen on Monday. Tuesday, just so you guys know, I'm in Las Vegas for the day. So we will be rolling, obviously, an encore show. But even during our encore shows, we have been rolling out the Phil Henry Challenge tapes. But Tuesday will be, unless we're able to do something.
I mean, you could pre-produce.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into pre-producing, man, and this is a super... All right, okay.
Hey, look at this. I just see him.
Hey, Tom, you still here?
Yeah, I've been listening outside. You know, and let me just say something here, okay?
All right, and then if you don't mind, because this is my show.
No, I know. But, you know, you said some things that are very disparaging about me.
Like what?
Well, you said, like, I'm Tom Dovcott. I got to get it, you know?
Right, because it sounds stupid.
Well, it's, yeah, you're wrong about that, okay? The other thing you'd done wrong was you gave out two. You see, you got to keep the budget in mind. The station is going to flip.
I'm paying for it. It's my company.
What does that mean, your company?
Phil, it's Phil's company. He's paying for the promotion.
I don't. This jockeys are. I tell you what to do. I'm Tom Dovcott.
Yeah, well, no, you don't, because you work for me. I don't work for you.
I work for you? When did that... What?
God damn, Dovka, what is...
I don't work for Air Talent. Air Talent works for the station, and the station... There is no station, man. It's me, my show. You consult with me. I pay you if I even decide to hire you, which I haven't done, okay?
As far as the mugs go, I pay for those. You don't. There's no radio station paying for it. I do.
What kind of happy horse shit are you?
Hey, and watch your language. You know, Tom, I don't mean to tell you what to do.
You're telling me.
Get out of here, man.
Hey, wait a minute.
Get it, bud. Get out of here.
Hey, don't push me.
Get out of here. Go ahead. See you later, Tom.
Hey, you know what? I got a L-A-W-Y-E-R. You know what I spell?
Asshole?
L-A-W-Y-E. What do you mean, asshole?
I don't... See you later, man. Tom Dovka, folks, always a joy and a half to have him in here bugging me. Now, one of our BSPs, Marie Ross, or a long-time listener, I don't know if Marie is a BSP right now. She's probably, like a lot of people, off and on. Marie Ross is a classical musician. She plays classical music.
Oh, yeah, there she is right there. Oh, this is beautiful, yeah. Oh, I recognize her from your Facebook page.
Right. And here she is with clarinet sonatas and trio playing... Johann Brahms. Wait a second. This is a CD.
So what?
Jesus. I've almost forgotten how to play a CD. All right, now I want to make an announcement before we leave. I was going to play some of Marie Ross's music. Marie is a clarinet player, and she sent me her CD, Johann Brahms.
You want to learn how to Johann Brahms?
I don't, you know, Johann Brahms, clarinet sonatas and trio, and I'm looking forward to listening to this Marie, but unfortunately, I don't have a CD player.
Yeah, what a moron, man.
Why am I a moron?
Well, you said you're going to play it. You don't have one in the studio.
I got one in my car, Marie, so I'm going to listen to this tonight and tomorrow, and somehow we'll get this recorded or downloaded from somewhere online. I promise, and I want to play it, and I can't because I'm an idiot.
Now that, you got right. Now, what happened to the other young lady?
Are you talking about Terry Mobby?
Yeah.
We played her stuff.
You said you were going to play it again.
Yeah, you're right. I did. Well, did I? Yes, of course I'm going to play it again, Terry, but we were going to play Marie's, and I feel like I need to play Marie's.
All right, go ahead. Hey, just sit down. This is General Galen Shaw. Thanks very much for listening to this, what can only be described as a complete disaster.
I got it. Thank you very much.
Oh, I got it.
A complete disaster. Thanks a lot to Tom Dovka for coming in here and turning this whole thing into just one soft cow turd. Turning this whole thing into soft cow shit. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Hey.
Thought you went home, bud.
No.
I got Dovka here. He's...
I want to talk.
Shut up.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah, see you tonight for our chat. The chat tonight at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock Pacific, for the BSP chat between me, you, Baby Makes Three.
Baby Makes Three.
I'm Tom Dawka. This is a Tom Dawka consultant.
Get out of here, man.
You don't consult jack shit, okay? I actually do. I consult. There's a band called Jack Shit. I consult them.